This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 29th. God's word for you today is the reward. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and it says, "Don't you see? You planned evil against me, but God used those same plans for my good. As you see all around you right now, life for many people." In every life relationship, business relationship or marriage relationship, there are pains that you have to go through. But if you make the pain your focus, you are going to wreck that relationship. In marriage, for example, if you make your differences the focus, you are going to wreck that marriage. Even at work, if you focus on your employees' differences or mistakes, you are going to wreck things. Paul puts it this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "These troubles and sufferings of ours are after all quite small and won't last very long. Yet, this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever." Meanwhile, this same Paul was shipwrecked, stoned, left for death, imprisoned, hands in chains and shackles, and at the end of the day, Paul calls his experience quite small and light afflictions. If you're going to be all that God has created you to be, you must minimize the pain and maximize the future reward. But in the real sense, it is not just wishful thinking or positive thinking. Yes, it is good to be positive, but this is beyond positivity. It is reality. By the time you put the glory that is to be revealed beside this humongous pain that you're going through, the pain will be light affliction. And it is because the glory is going to be gloriously awesome indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the time God brings the glory out of the pain you are going through now, you will look at the pain and consider it quite small compared to the glory. Be careful whose anointing you covet, because behind every anointing is a story of pain. Dr. Sam Chan says, "The level of your relationship is directly proportional to your capacity for pain." In other words, your capacity for pain determines your level of leadership. God is saying to you, minimize the pain, maximize the reward. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. The tide goes out, but the tide always comes back." The tide may be out in your life, finances, energy level, relationships, or in your business right now. But hang on, because the tide is going to come back in your favor. The tide is going to change in your favor in the name of Jesus. Listen, if you live long enough, you will know that the tide always comes back. And we see many examples in the scriptures. Joseph, Abraham, David, and Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." They thought death was the end of Jesus, but the tide changed. Death could not hold him captive. Let us pray. Father, I declare that the tide has changed in my favor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.